These are your latest Manchester City headlines, and I'm Jack Ogilvie. First up, when John Stones says an England recall would mean everything after capping his recent good form with two goals in Sunday's 4-0 win over Crystal Palace. It's the first time the defender has scored for the club in the Premier League and extends his and Ruben Diaz's run to one goal conceded in 10 games. Stones has not played for England since November 2019 after falling out of favour at City, but has fought his way back into Pep Guardiola's side this season. City now sits second in the table with Ilkay Gundogan and Raheem Sterling also on the score sheet in Sunday's win, but Stones was man of the match and he says it has been difficult watching England on TV and is now focused on working his way back into Gareth Southgate's plans. Moving on, Pep Guardiola has predicted a bumpy ride in the title race between City, Manchester United and Liverpool. The 2019 champions put themselves 2 points behind their rivals with a game in hand after beating Crystal Palace last night. They grabbed the opportunity to climb up the table after United failed to beat Liverpool in a 0-0 draw at Anfield. While City have put themselves in a strong position to reclaim the title, Guardiola is staying level-headed and says it will be a three-way battle for top spot. Finally, according to The Telegraph, City are showing an interest in Inter Milan striker Romelu Lukaku. City have scored the least goals of the clubs in the top five, and there have been questions surrounding Sergio Aguero's future as the Argentine's contract ends this summer. There is still a chance that City's all-time leading scorer could stay put despite his injury issues this season, but the club are still on the lookout for a big-name forward who could come in to lead the line. While reports have linked them with Tottenham's Harry Kane, it's also suggested that a move for ex-Man United player Lukaku could be part of a £200 million spending spree led by Guardiola over the summer. That's all for now. We'll have more later.